Forward. I first met Henry Nouwen when I was a student at Yale Divinity School and he was on the faculty. He was coming into his popularity as a spiritual writer at the time, and as a result, he had groupies on campus who hung on every word he said and seemed to follow him everywhere he went. It wasn't long before I joined those who were drawn into wanting to be closer to him. He was a magician with words, and in 5 minutes he made you think he had used a straw and could directly access the marrow of God. In the fall of 1978, I was with him in the hallway outside the mailroom. I told him I needed help to better find a sense of peace in my life that would let me listen to God speaking to me and my sense of calling around the issues of faith and health for the poor. He said, "Over the Christmas break, you should go spend a week in silence at Tizay." "That sounds great. I'll do it." I then asked him, "Where is Tizay?" He looked at me the way I would if someone said, "Where is Yankee Stadium?" "In southern France," he replied. "Of course it is," I thought. And so, I began to make plans to go. God was waiting for me there.